This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They made a commitment that they would show the entire world the results of their investigation.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after he meets with top Saudi Arabian officials on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
They said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation. We'll all see the results of that.
Turkish officials say Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Reports are Saudi officials will end up saying it was because of an interrogation gone wrong. More than a dozen people are dead, about 50 people injured in a blast at a school in Russian annexed Crimea. And it's now legal to buy recreational marijuana in Canada with a new law taking effect at midnight in each of its time zones. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hundreds of people still listed as missing in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. The death toll from last week's Category 4 hurricane officially stands now at 29, but over 1,100 people in Florida are now listed as unaccounted for, most of the missing in Panama City and Mexico Beach, where there was massive destruction. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing a new Department of Justice task force to combat transitional criminal organizations that he says pose direct threats to the United States. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Justice Department says 15 indictments have been filed against members of one of Mexico's largest drug cartels. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Today we're announcing a whole-of-government effort against CJNG. We are hitting them from all sides and with every weapon we have.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump campaign says it's raised over $100 million for his 2020 re-election bid. The latest filing with the Federal Election Commission showing the president held two major fundraisers between July and September that raised $18 million, and he has $47 million in the bank, with the rest going to the administrative and legal costs and paying off some past campaign debts. It is rare for a sitting president to start raising campaign funds this early. Barack Obama had raised only about $2.3 million at this point in his presidency. Lots of rain raising rivers beyond their banks in central Texas this week. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people to stay off the roads. If they're in some place, stay safe.
And the Mega Millions jackpot soaring again as nobody claimed the main prize last night. It's now at $868 million. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about here at the intersection of faith and country. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, so much conversation about, elections, the process. Is there Russian collusion? What about interference? You know, former Attorney General Eric Holder absolutely just swears and believes 100%. That there's no voter fraud, and I keep saying, well, if that's the case, why are people getting, arrested and convicted of voter fraud if no voter fraud exists? And, of course, if you listen to the left, they self-indict. They will tell you what they're going to do. Hillary Clinton's been saying, well, because she won the popular vote, that, it's that doggone electoral college. You know, if we get rid of that electoral college, you know, I'd be president and all would be well and civility would return and there would be peace here in the borders of America. So they say. Well, the question is, what if the U.S. Census is rigged with illegal aliens in a scheme to create more Democrat congressional districts? That's the question before us. Karen Lugo is with us. She's a constitutional attorney who was formerly on the California Advisory Committee to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission and a former clinical law professor at Chapman Law School in Orange County, California. Karen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Great. Good to be with you.
Well, let's break this down because lots of shenanigans because there's lots of moving parts in the election process, as we all know. And what we're finding is that there's quite a diabolical movement here to, pad the deck, is there not?
It certainly adds up that way. As we understand it, the states oversee election processes. But the federal government, specifically Congress, is in charge of naturalization, immigration, citizenship. And so this census coming up in 2020, the Justice Department is requesting information on how many people responding to the census are U.S. citizens. Now, this is not a new question. It was asked until it was dropped in the 1960 census, so asked until 1950. But it is still asked annually on the long form survey that goes out to about 2.5% of American households. So what this information does is provide to, in this case, Justice Department, who's responsible for following up on complaints about voter access, voter issues, voter fraud in some cases. So this is information that Congress should have. It is the responsibility of Congress to oversee who's here and what the processes are to become a citizen and who's voting legally. And then, of course, Justice Department is about enforcement. So what has happened, without having this kind of knowledge and the fact that states have been able to game the system by playing the sanctuary city, county, and now, as California has done, declaring itself a sanctuary state, the last few censuses, specifically in 2000, California picked up six congressional seats, and those seats, it's a zero-sum game. Those seats were not created. Those seats came from other states. So there's been a shift, and this winds up reflecting in electoral college positioning, federal funding, as well as increased, obviously, increased congressional power to vote in programs and agendas that these particular districts want and demand.
Well, and as you write here, in the 2000 census, you referred to that. The numbers revealed that over 18 million non-citizen persons were counted above the total number of citizens. I mean, you know, we're back into the situation where, you know, during the Obama administration, one state in particular, I believe it was Pennsylvania, where you had voter counts in excess of the number of people that were there. I think there was, you know, you had over 100%. Of voter returns. Well, how can you have over 100%, you know, if you're not gaming the system? You know, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. So this is all has an impact. But as you say, getting back to the census is the triggering point, and the states have figured out how to game the system, and California is, I guess, leading the charge here, right?
That's exactly true when it comes to understanding how to kind of pack, how to stack the deck on how to gain that kind of political clout, but it's also at the expense of other states. This, at this point, Alabama is suing because Alabama anticipates that it will lose a seat in the 2020 census count. So while states are suing to keep the question off the census, you have other states realizing that if they don't defend the importance, the primacy of just having this data, when the question is asked on the census, there is no follow-up, are you here legally? It's just simply, are you a U.S. citizen?
Right.
And it's not even legal to share that data once it is received by Justice Department and the federal agencies that will use it to understand where the numbers are that constitute legal, lawful voters. Otherwise, we don't know.
Well, I was born and raised in Southern California, moved to Florida 4 years ago, Karen. So I've watched, you know, this dynamic play out, and I've seen moving vans leaving, you know, the state, you know, in rapid numbers. So reason tells you, Karen, that, you know, the state is not, you know, I mean, they're losing more people than they're gaining. So the only way they can gain it is through the sanctuary city concept. And, you know, as we say, stacking the deck and packing the numbers here. So they're replacing citizens with illegal immigrants into the state. I mean, practically, isn't that what they're doing?
It's apparent. At the point that so many have left, you would expect that the numbers, you know, they would be losing congressional district counts. There are a total of 435 fixed congressional seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so one would expect that California would be losing those rather than gaining, and not dramatically gaining the way that they have.
Well, reasonable people would ask, Karen, how can this be? How has this been allowed? Because this isn't something that has just happened, you know, over the last couple of election cycles. This has been going on for decades.
It has, and because this is kind of an under-the-radar issue, it's kind of abstract, it's something that people really didn't stop to think about. It's just one of those fundamental, foundational, I think, common sense things where it's constitutionally required that Congress be responsible for having this kind of information, and we just haven't been paying attention to the fact that once the question was dropped, it needed to be brought back. I mean, right now with the long form, they're extrapolating and trying to intuit that data, and it's just not coming close.
Well, when you sit there and it only represents 2.5%, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, this is not reasonable. But once again, see, a government of, for, by, we the people commands us, the people, to be activated and know what's going on and hold everybody accountable. If not, again, all the moving parts, this is what they do full time. You know, we're out there working, providing for our family. So we understand that some of this stuff can slip through the crevices. And that's what the elites have been counting on. And that's what they've been getting away with. And we're going to go more into detail with it with Karen Lugo. So stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're here trying to make sense out of the nonsensical here, and we're grateful that Karen Lugo is with us, a constitutional attorney who was formerly on the California Advisory Committee to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. Karen, I'll tell you, we are unraveling in so many ways here. All the experts we bring on, there's some just inherent issues. I maintain that we have just disconnected from reason, morality, virtue, values that are notated in our U.S. Constitution. We've abandoned those, and then we wonder why there's a lack of civility in the market.
It does all go back to constitutional standards and just coming out of the law school system, understanding how few of the law schools even place much emphasis on the Constitution, and certainly what emphasis is given the Constitution. It's not a matter of textualist, originalist thought, the founding fathers, what they gave us and what it takes to sustain it. Mm-hmm. It's more a matter of coming out of law school with a sense of mission to do some kind of social justice. And that is an entirely skewed, that's what leads us to the idea that we should have empathetic judges, which is a skewed idea of what our founders ever intended. Mm-hmm. So it makes it very difficult. And with the census issue, constitutionally, foundationally, we were to expect that one person meant one vote.
Yeah.
And the way these districts are shaping up now, you could expect, for example, if you were two classrooms of sixth graders and you're voting for student rep, but yet one classroom knew that that a third of the class or a quarter of the class was going to be on a field trip the day of the vote. They don't have to even campaign reach the votes of the few, the ones remaining, count in a much greater, a stronger way than the other classroom where the entire, you're looking at a 100% or an 80% voter capacity.
Exactly.
And that's where the lawsuits are, like Alabama, are basing this on the sense that one person is not meaning one vote anymore, where you're giving a lot more power to people in those districts where there are many disqualified voters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging on so many levels, but it is so important that we just begin asking the basic question.
Right. Well, it's come down to a situation, Karen, to your point here, is that being an illegal alien, or however you want to, an undocumented worker or labor, or being undocumented in this country, it's as if your vote is a vote plus. I mean, you have added weight. I mean, you're canceling out the vote of a citizen, and this dynamic is coming into play. So it's diluting the whole system here, and there has been major problems and consideration for this. Go ahead.
It gives more weight to that vote of the registered voter in that district.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is considered not just unfair, but at this point, there are the constitutional challenges to this as well. So it all goes back to an original understanding in reading through these lawsuits of what was an inhabitant. You know, back in the early days of the formation of our country, states made up citizenship rules because they decided who would enter the state.
Exactly.
And so it gave a kind of legal status to an inhabitant because that meant something. Whereas now they're looking at the word person and saying that equals inhabitant. And if you look at the meaning, it is not at all the same if you're understanding what was meant at the beginning of our country. So that's a lot of what will be considered in court. But it is, there is something to be said for someone who comes here with the intent and has met the legal standards and is going through a process to become a citizen.
Exactly. I mean, we have people waiting in line for years, decades, 13, 14 years, waiting in line to be accepted, to be a legal immigrant or a legal
person into this country with all the immigration laws, but those have been set aside. And it's interesting, and the very people that have broken the laws and have broken the system, you know, will admit, they say, well, the system's broken. And it's like, it's not just the immigration system, but it's just about everything about our country. We've abandoned those anchoring points like we talked about earlier, Karen. You know, it's like the Constitution is out. You know, let's not talk about due process. We just went through an incredible exercise, which people are still wounded over and still trying to figure out what the heck did we just get run over by. And meanwhile, you've got a doubling down of the whole deal. I mean, you know, people who otherwise you would think would be pretty smart say things like, well, you know, Judge Kavanaugh is a serial rapist. Well, how can you make that statement? I mean, that is wrong on its face. There was no conviction whatsoever, but yet the statements that come out about this judge are you know, just insane. Due process is out the door, and I'm thinking, gosh, this is America today. If we stay on this track, what are we going to be like 5 years from now, Karen?
It was ironic in a way that Judge Kavanaugh at the time kept saying during the hearing, and I didn't count, but I noticed that he repeated this over and over. He said, process protects us. And that was something you could tell he foundationally understood about the way our laws are applied. And then yet the process almost did not protect him. And as we lose process, as we lose the respect for process, and I deal a lot with local government issues and looking at the way things play out at City Hall and you know, where the Supreme Court may say there is free and generous protection for speech on you know, robust, even harmful, hurtful speech in the sense that it's maybe offensive speech on matters of public concern. And we've had two key Supreme Court rulings on this. But local government doesn't get the memo. You know, they can decide what you can and can't say and, you know, HOAs, what flag you can fly or what you can and can't do. And so that's where the process is broken down when you're looking at cities and counties and the tyranny of government processes where there just isn't a sense of that foundational, very deliberative process before you're going to take somebody's property or one of their rights. There has to be all of this notice and hearing in it, and it's supposed to be a very deliberative, methodical process. And that's what we're losing when we lose our sense of constitutional principles and we're just talking angry mobs or people that will do by any means necessary anything to accomplish their ends. And that is the absolute fastest way to destroy our civilization.
Well, and we're giving place to the angry mobs and their rhetoric. And complaining, on the other hand, that there's a breakdown in civility. Well, and what happens, they have to be marginalized. They cannot be part of the discussion. In some cultures, you shun the knuckleheads. I mean, they're foolish people. You don't want to be around foolish people. But in this case, the media will give them place, let them make very irresponsible, inflammatory statements that are without fact. I was going nuts over this whole situation of, you know, the Dr. Ford, they would say Dr. Ford is credible. I go, you don't know what credible means by making that statement. Credible is based on facts. It's based on truth. It is not based on somebody's believability. I mean, you can say that, an actor is very credible in his role, but even then, that's not even correct. He's believable in the role that he played as an actor, but credibility is based on fact. But that was abandoned, and the language and words so loosely used, I believe, are putting us on a trajectory that's quite dangerous.
We don't emphasize thinking critically anymore. We don't think logically, and we don't teach our students to think at any level, to think critically or logically. They don't have historical bearings. They're not taught to think in a factual, deliberative, reasoned fashion.
Well, Karen, our conversation has to continue. You're always welcome back, and look forward to having you back again. Karen Lugo on Bill Martinez Live.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They made a commitment that they would show the entire world the results of their investigation.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after he meets with top Saudi Arabian officials on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
They said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation. We'll all see the results of that.
Turkish officials say Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Reports are Saudi officials will end up saying it was because of an interrogation gone wrong. More than a dozen people are dead, about 50 people injured in a blast at a school in Russian annexed Crimea. And it's now legal to buy recreational marijuana in Canada with a new law taking effect at midnight in each of its time zones. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk about Medicare and the myths, the facts about Medicare Advantage. Jeffrey Fernandez, who's the Vice President of Western Segment for Medicare Advantage Plans at Humana. But before we bring Jeff on, a little background here. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's that time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them, selecting the right health and prescription drug plan is crucial. But there are many misconceptions surrounding the enrollment process, as well as some key changes for 2019. Humana is committed to helping people achieve their best health so that they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Choosing the Medicare plan that's right for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's important to stay informed. And we can be grateful that Jeffrey Fernandez joins us right now. Jeff, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great, and it is great to be back with you again for another year.
You got it. So the annual enrollment period underway?
It is indeed. This is an exciting time of year. Starting October 15th through December 7th, this is that time when people should be thinking about their healthcare experience over the last year, thinking about how much they spent either on premium or out of pocket, and deciding whether or not the plan that they have is the right one for them and their circumstance, or if there is a better, higher value option out there.
Exactly.
Well, choose.
Well, last year, you were a great help for us. I want you to know that, because you brought to light and clarified, you know, some confusion then, but even more so again this year. I guess with every year, we get more opinions, and with opinions comes myths and misunderstandings. So let's get to the facts in terms of the differences between the original Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
Right. So the best way to describe it is, you know, Medicare Part A is what you get when you turn 65, right? And that's the hospital component of original Medicare. There's also Part B, which is the outpatient component of original Medicare, and you pay a premium for that out of your Social Security check when you sign up for it. There's also Part D is in DOG, which is the prescription drug benefit, which you can buy as a standalone product. And then there's Medicare Part C, which is the Medicare Advantage program, which are the private options for Medicare recipients. And Part C is unique in that it rolls up all those other little parts, the hospital, the doctor, the drug, under one ID card with Humana. And you get also, in addition to that, you get supplementary benefits. So in addition to those core benefits I just mentioned, you also get the vision and the dental and silver sneakers, which is the exercise benefit, and the drugs included with that. So it's a really neat all-in-one package.
Well, what should we keep in mind when choosing the Medicare Advantage plan, Jeffrey?
Great question. So I like to start off with people. There's probably four or five things. You know, the premium is obvious, right? So how much do I have to pay? The good news is, in many communities across America, it's zero premium, right? They don't pay anything extra, which is really neat. The second thing is, what's the network of providers? You know, is my primary care doctor in the network? How about my specialist or the hospital I prefer? The third thing is really the cost share or the copay. So is it $10 to go to my doctor or is it zero? You got to ask these questions. And, you know, even though nobody ever plans to go to the hospital, sometimes it happens, right? Either because of an elective or an emergent situation. So, hey, if that did happen to me, how much would that cost? Those supplementary benefits are not the same from plan to plan. So asking about the dental and the vision and the over-the-counter benefit and the silver sneakers, got to check those boxes too, because those are great value to our members and they're extra. I would also add that word-of-mouth component. I always like to tell people, you know, don't take my word for it. Go ask your friends and family. Ask them what plan they're in and ask them if they're happy with it. And, you know, if you take those four or five things and combine them all together, you can't go wrong. You'll make the right decision for your circumstance each year.
Well, Jeff, here we are. We're underway with the open enrollment. If I have Medicare, do I need to re-enroll every year?
No, so that's the good thing about it. If you're with a plan today, or even if you just have original Medicare, you stay enrolled if you make no different choice. So if December 7th rolls around and you haven't made a change, the plan you have today is the one you'll have January 1st. So you get automatically re-enrolled in the plan you have if you don't make a change.
Well, Jeffrey, we talked a little bit of the key benefits, but I want to give you a chance to unfold that a little bit more. The Humana Medicare Advantage plans, let's talk about the key benefits that they include.
So the good news about the Medicare Advantage plans is, you know, when the original Medicare Part A and Part B, they cover some but not all of the cost associated when you access services. So you might have a 20% co-insurance for a hospital stay, as an example. With the Medicare Advantage plans, many times it's a fixed copay, so $100 a day to a maximum of some amount, right? 5 days, for example.
Right.
On the same thing with the physician, you know, when you have just straight original Medicare, you'll owe 20% of a doctor visit. Well, in many cases with the MA plans, it's zero copay or maybe even $5, right? So there's a lot of convenience and predictability with an MA plan that you know that every time you go in to see your doctor, it's a set amount. You know what you're going to spend. There's no guesswork. And that's a really neat extra benefit with the MA Medicare Advantage plans that most people, when you're thinking about it, is, you know, hey, well, if I go to the doctor, how much does it cost me? And when they have original Medicare, they don't know because it's 20% of some number.
Exactly.
So with the fixed copays, that's an extra benefit. And the other thing, of course, is I like to key in on those supplementary benefits a lot with the MA, which differentiates because original Medicare does not offer those.
Mm-hmm.
You get those supplementary benefits through an Medicare Advantage plan like Humana. And the dental plan, it's hard to find dental coverage, good dental coverage these days. So the dental options are good. The vision, I mean, keeping your eyes healthy as you age is so important. And I also, we mentioned in passing the silver sneakers component.
Exactly.
And one of the things, Bill, and you and I have talked about this in the past years, you know, just because we turn 65 and just because we're getting older does not mean that we have to slow down, right? If anything, we need to stay active. We need to stay healthy. And keeping moving via exercise and whatnot is a key component of that, because that's the biggest driver of health today. Is when we start slowing down and our bodies are not burning calories, that's a bad thing. You know, we hear about the obesity problem in America, and staying active and fit is the number one thing we can do to take control of our health. And so I like to beat on that one a little bit of a health and well-being message, because Humana, we do our best to try and meet you where you are with that. And that exercise benefit, by the way, people ask me about that. I'm like, well, but am I going to be in a gym with a bunch of young kids bench pressing a bunch of weights and all and be intimidated? Okay. The Silver Sneaker program is not about that. It's very senior focused and senior appropriate. In fact, if you're not up to doing heavier walking or exercises or cardio act, some of the classes are just mere stretching classes.
Exactly.
Right? Let's just stay flexible as we age. It's not even about, can I run 10 miles in a certain number of minutes? So health and well-being is up front and foremost for Humana members.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeff, you know, we checked it out, and the facilities that are available here in Florida on the East Coast are phenomenal. And to your point, I mean, they've got programs that, like a stretch exercise. If you want to play some racquetball, they have racquetball courts in some of the facilities. I mean, it is an outstanding addition to the program, and I encourage people, as you do, to take advantage of it. Why not? We're talking with Jeffrey Fernandez, who currently serves as Vice President of the Western Segment for Medicare Advantage Plans at Humana. Jeff, you mentioned doctors, hospitals, specialists in the Medicare Advantage Provider Network. How do we discover that?
Yeah, so if you go to humana.com/Medicare, there is a physician finder tool on there, and you basically plug in your hospital or you type in your doctor name and you hit enter, and it will tell you if they are in the network or not. And it's as easy as that.
That's great.
The information is key. Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, by the way, if you wanted to call us and talk to us, we have licensed agents that are available, just as we did last year. The number is 1-877-877-0714. And Bill, one other thing I'll offer again this year, as we did last, is that, you know, a lot of folks may not be comfortable doing this over a computer. They may not even be comfortable doing it over a telephone. If you call that same number, we can send a licensed agent to your home to sit across the kitchen table and review those options for you. So we will meet you wherever you are to give you the information that you need to make the right decision for your health and well-being.
And if they are computer illiterate, where can they go for more information?
So there's two websites. The Medicare.gov website can give you, it has a really neat compare tool. In fact, you can plug in your drugs that you take, and it'll calculate your expected out of cost by each plan. If you want Humana, you can get Humana information on that on the Medicare.gov. But if you want to go see just the Humana plans, I'd go to humana.com/Medicare.
Well, we got to leave it there. Jeffrey Fernandez, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel
Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, so much to talk about, and there is so much heat around the water cooler. I know Andrea Kay wants to get the bottle out and cool the folks off. AK, where do we start here? I mean, we've got people from Central America. We've got a caravan of illegals storming our border. An American journalist is you know, reportedly murdered, dismembered, and Mike Pompeo goes to Saudi Arabia to try to, you know, figure out how to handle this crisis. They've got a lot on their hands there. And, oh, yes, we have the midterms and, you know, that are just around the corner, less than 3 weeks away. So where do we start?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It is so hot around the cooler. We're all like Vicky on Real Housewives of the OC. I don't know if you watched that, but she got all hot. They had to dump a bunch of water over her head, you know, and I feel like, you know, maybe we need to dump a bunch of water over the heads of anybody that would even consider voting Democrat 3 weeks from now. Because, you know, you look at just that one situation at the border. The Democrats, there was a memo that went around telling them, hey, don't tell anybody the truth that you want open borders. Mm. Well, we know they want open borders. We
of
know
course.
That there's liberal groups that have been behind those caravans mm-hmm. that are on their way from Honduras, just like the one that's coming up now is just like the previous one. They're organized
yes.
by different groups from the left. They're told, you know, if they're leaving from some hostile country, why do they need to pass through three to come to the United States? They passed how many U.S. consulates on the way here? This is an invasion. It's a battering ram coming here to force their way in. They're trying to come and arrive right at the time of the midterms to put President Trump and the Republicans in a bad position, forced to either enforce the law or, you know, let them in.
Well, so, listen to what they're saying, too, to your point. I mean, they've been well-trained. They've got the resistant terms down, and they're making references to our president. So, you know, this is all looks like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck kind of stuff. And to your earlier point, which has been one we've made here repeatedly, is that according to international law, you don't go three states or three countries away. You go to your neighboring country and seek asylum there. That's where you go because it only makes sense. People in terms of language and communication, understanding what's happening next door, the people there in the proximity have a better understanding. Three countries away here in the United States, we don't understand. We don't know how to vet these people. They come in, they're you know, without any documentation whatsoever. We have no idea who's at the border that we're letting in. But our crazy laws are such as that, you know, because the Democrats are yelling and screaming, all, you know, helped by the mainstream media as well, you know, reasons out the door. You know, we're not being responsible to the citizens that we're supposed to. I say we're, the government is supposed to be protecting our national security, are they not?
Right. In fact, the Republican Party should have changed the laws back to what it used to be, to where if you want to seek asylum, you have to go to a consulate somewhere else, not come to our port of entry, because that's where this entire mess ends up with them into our country. Then it becomes, well, we can't separate the families. That's just inhumane. We have to disperse them out into the country, and then they don't show up, you know, and it's been a ruse on us. And so the Republican Party, who's had the power and the majority now for 2 years, really should have done something to turn that around.
And how many of those kids, AK, you know, how many of those kids that are released into the country that supposedly had parents, and then they find out, well, you know, he ain't my mama. She ain't my mama. He ain't my daddy. And all of a sudden they're on the street, and now they're involved in gangs and sex trafficking and everything else. You know, what about those stories in the Naked City?
Well, right. I mean, you know, oftentimes, though, the real story is that they are given to someone who is another illegal family member here in the country, an aunt, an uncle, or whatever, when they're not somebody who's here as part of, you know, been brought here as part of sex trafficking. Because a lot of what this is family reunification efforts. You've got one or two illegals here in this country, and they want to bring the rest of the family here. And this is
sure,
the way to go about it.
Yeah, we're rewarding all the worst behavior, so you get more of the same. I mean, that's the old business axiom. But AK, you know, around the water cooler, I mean, people have got to be fed up. I mean, ever since, I mean, it's been 2 years of this animus and the unhingement of the Democrats to where they you know, they're letting it fly. I mean, Beto O'Rourke the other night in the debate with Cruz is unhinged. He's got all this money. He doesn't want to share it with anybody. He figures, okay, what do I got to lose? I'm getting my head handed to me here. And he's off the rails, which is all, you know, typical of mob rule and the left here. I mean, they've absolutely gone insane. And why the media and why anybody is giving them any place anymore, I mean, this isn't anything consistent with the rule of law and the U.S. Constitution.
No, it's not. Now, for the elites never have to live under the weight of their own policies. And the media and the elites are not just the people in power, the elected officials. It also involves the media. And that's why you've got the media colluding with the left in the government to try to transform America into their Marxist utopia. And the utopia for them is to never have to live under the weight of it. A perfect example is, you know, Pocahontas. You know, the left loves to come up with all these minority set-asides and all these advantages for minorities, but they don't want it to apply to them.
No, of course not.
She didn't have to compete as a white woman against minorities, so she just decided to, you know, claim minority status. That's the perfect example of liberals not having to live under their own policies. But the Democrats have to lie. They can't be honest about what they're trying to do to this country. They can't sell their agenda with facts and truth. So that's why they've got to lie. That's why they've got to have the media do their lying for them. But it really defies logic that any American, there's enough information out there that no American should consider voting Democrat when they are the party. All they have to offer is Antifa, doxing, throwing eggs at people, shooting up baseball fields, sending rice into offices. They are the party of violence, and they are the party of, in duel with that, is the party trying to usher socialism into this country that has just done nothing but result in 100 million people being slaughtered and poverty everywhere.
Exactly.
And
And James O'Keefe has done us a great service once again with his citizen journalists out there capturing the underbelly. And this is the Democratic Party. We're not talking, you know, Antifa types. We're talking the Democratic Party there, where they're admitting that, hey, look, it, we've got to the only way that we can relate to the moderate Republicans is we lie to them. I mean, are the moderate Republicans that dupable? Are they
yeah.
participating and becoming useful idiots to the cause of the Democrats, knowing that they're being lied to? It's kind of like, you know, if I can say what then Judge Kavanaugh referred to with his mother when she was an attorney, and in her closing argument, she would say to the jury, use your common sense. What is reasonable is reasonable. What is not is not. And that's what I want to say. And I think you might echo the same thing, AK. Is we want to say to the voters of America, use your common sense, for goodness sakes.
Well, we don't. I think I can't remember who it was who said recently. Oh, it was Susan Collins, speaking of Kavanaugh, who said, when passions get inflamed,
yes,
that's when equality, and I think she might have even said reason, goes out the door. So they've usurped the left has done a really good job by fostering division and hate in this country by getting people's passions so inflamed and having them base decisions on emotion rather than reason, rather than common sense. There's nothing sensical about what the left is trying to do to this country. And in answer to your thing about Republicans, they it's not that they know that they're being lied to. They're a part of the game. There are too many Republicans, establishment types, that they're the ones lying to us. It's
well,
not as though
we just have to make sure that Main Street America, the Main Street and the forgotten Republican man and woman, really takes note of this, and they come out in record numbers to really inform the elites of the deep state and everybody else in our government that, yes, they meant it when they elected Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And not only did we mean it the first time, maybe you'll hear us now because we're sending reinforcements to come in and kick your butt and get this government back on track.
Absolutely. And when President Trump said if the Republicans lose the House, it won't be his fault, that's absolutely correct. Because if the Republicans keep power in both houses of Congress, it will be only because of President Trump.
Exactly.
Not because the Republican Party has fulfilled their campaign promises and done what they needed to do. In fact, that's really what would have assured reelection for everybody, would have been if they had gotten rid of the filibuster in the Senate as an excuse to not get the agenda through and actually fulfilled campaign promises like building the wall,
yes.
stopping the flood of immigration in, repealing and replacing Obamacare, and everything else that's a part of the President Trump agenda. But we do need to vote for every Republican, even if it means holding our nose 3 weeks from now, because and get more Republicans in Congress, and then we can start routing out the bad ones later on. But we need to keep power.
Well, the thing you got to remember again is Richard Blumenthal, you know, the 21st century philosopher, who had a moment, suddenly he accidentally connected with the truth when he said, false in one thing, false in everything. So let's take a look, whether you're looking at Pocahontas and, you know, her DNA ploy here and study, which is a total joke. I think you probably have more Indian in you than Pocahontas. I think probably 99% of America probably does. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I think my baby Bo, who's half Shar Pei, half Chocolate Lab, I think he may be half a 1%, you know, Native American. He's got more Native American in him than Pocahontas does.
Yeah, but can he get a $500,000, you know, Harvard teaching, you know, job? Can he make that
work?
Well,
you know what, he should, because I think he's smarter than she is.
Hey, why not? But here it is, you know, all the lies continue, and they indict, again, they indict themselves by making those statements and lying and just flat out coming out. And, you know, you've got them on tape going, yeah, we're lying. So
yeah.
It's like, okay, what else do you need, ladies and gentlemen, right?
That's right. Pocahontas is 100% liar. We know that for sure.
Exactly. More than what they say about Kavanaugh and some of the statements, that's what drives me nuts about, you know, what they'll say is that, oh, he's a serial rapist. Where was that proven? But, you know, and they say it, and even on Tucker Carlson, and he doesn't even call him out for it. Like, wait a minute, that's ridiculous. How can you make that statement? Andrea Kay, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK.
Let's talk tough.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.